بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ساتھ نظم آف رمضان شریف ٹائٹل از عظمت ماہ رمضان روٹن بھائی قاری قمر الحفیظ قمر صاحب
بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے اعمال ریایا بنتے ہیں سجدوں کی حکومت ہوتی ہے اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی یکگون طبیعت ہوتی ہے عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے اعمال ریایا بنتے ہیں سجدوں کی حکومت ہوتی ہے روزے کا مہینہ صبر کا ہے اور صبر کا بدلہ جنت ہے روزے کا مہینہ صبر کا ہے اور صبر کا بدلہ جنت ہے اس طرح سے روزے داروں کی اس طرح سے روزے داروں کی آراستہ جنت ہوتی ہے اعمال ریایا بنتے ہیں سجدوں کی حکومت ہوتی ہے جب ماہ صیام آ جاتا ہے رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں جب ماہ صیام آ جاتا ہے رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں روزے کی بدولت رمضان میں روزے کی بدولت رمضان میں ہر چیز میں برکت ہوتی ہے اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی یکگون طبیعت ہوتی ہے عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے عظمت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان برکت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان عظمت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان برکت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ قرآن کی تلاوت ہوتی ہے رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ قرآن کی تلاوت ہوتی ہے دنیا کی کتابیں پڑھنے سے مل جائے سکون ممکن ہی نہیں دنیا کی کتابیں پڑھنے سے مل جائے سکون ممکن ہی نہیں قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے تو قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے تو آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے تو آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ میں اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا مومن بندے اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا نادار غریبوں کی بے شک، نادار غریبوں کی بے شک اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے، اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے۔ جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے، جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے اور فہم سے پڑھتا ہے قرآن، جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے اور فہم سے پڑھتا ہے قرآن، اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی، اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی ایک خاص عنایت ہوتی ہے، ایک خاص عنایت ہوتی ہے۔ روزے کا مہینہ صبر کا ہے اور صبر کا بدلہ جنت ہے، اس طرح سے روزے داروں کی آراستہ جنت ہوتی ہے۔ بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے، اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی یکگون طبیعت ہوتی ہے، عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے، جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے۔ بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا۔ We're just trying to translate in our useless way this beautiful poem with regard to the great honor of the month of Ramadan Sharif by Qari Kamrul Hafiz, who's known as Qamar Sahib. Explains the greatness of this month of Ramadan, and all the believers put together can all try and explain the greatness of the month of Ramadan. We cannot compare to the creator of the month of Ramadan. Allah Rabbul Izzat, when Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Shahru Ramadan, do you know what this month is? This is the month of Ramadan, very very great month. That alone is enough to strike our hearts and to be eager and to look forward to this month of Ramadan Sharif. And as our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh teaches us and taught us also, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment the month of Ramadan ends, they looking forward to the next month of Ramadan. It is next year. Already they preparing for it. We know Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Ramadan Sharif, they used to prepare 6 months before. After Ramadan Sharif, 6 months, they making Tawbah, Ya Allah, you gave us this great opportunity. We did not appreciate it. So myself, we all should take stock and see. Yeah, he says so beautifully, that بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مؤمن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے۔ When this great month of Ramadan Sharif comes, that person who is far from deen, and he doesn't know the reality of the virtues of deen, the different actions, and particularly this great honorable month of Ramadan, which is a month that brings a whole transformation in a person's life. That every day Allah Ta'ala has given us salah, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, if you still didn't take this opportunity, then here's a special month, special training for you, spiritual training. And a person who doesn't know about the month of Ramadan, then he regrets, oh, this month is come again now. How am I going to keep fast? How am I going to get up? And everybody will be doing it, so I also have to move with the trend. But, like our Hazrat explains, is that those people who don't know the value of the month of Ramadan, so the example is, like one Maulana went to one town and he told them, you know, the month of Ramadan is going to come, and poor villagers, ignorant people, didn't know the value of deen. So he told them, the month of Ramadan Sharif is coming, and when that month comes, you will have to fast whole day, you can't eat. Then at night you'll have to make tarawih, etc. And then you must stay away from all other wrong things. So they got very worried, how are we going to manage that? So they asked, where the month of Ramadan Sharif comes? He says, where does the moon rise? From the west? So he says, it comes from the west. So they thought Ramadan Sharif must be one person.
So they took all their lathis, their sticks, and they went out towards the west. And when they saw Abad, one person was coming on his horse. So they said, this must be the month of Ramadan. One bright spark said, wait, let's first ask him his name. And Abad, his name was Ramadan Ali. So they wanted to attack him and said, what you want to give us a cliff in our town? So when we don't know the value of the month of Ramadan Sharif, that is our attitude to the month of Ramadan Sharif. But whatever, if our attitude is not like myself, I'm talking of my own self, we should take our stock. That outwardly we say, mashallah, Ramadan Sharif is coming. But internally, in the heart, in the crevices, how we feeling? That we know, oh, now it's going to be difficult. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality that mu'min ko musarrat hoti hai. A person who works on his iman. And this is where we have to work on our iman. Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu as-sadiqin. That people of iman, if you want to increase your iman, your connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, inculcate taqwa, this love of Allah. Where you will get it? Just be in the company of the sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has granted us this great opportunity. When you come in the company of the pious servants of Allah, your iman will start bubbling, it starts growing. Then you look forward to amal. And the month of Ramadan now, the way they put it to us and make us realize how valuable it is, then we will be looking forward to the month of Ramadan Sharif. And then our whole, the Ramadan Sharif will be like we in a different country. What will be our country then? Amal riaya bante hai. Sajdo ki hukumat hoti hai. That all our good deeds in the month of Ramadan, they will be like all the subordinates. And they will be like the citizens of that country. In other words, your month will be busy with different amal. Now you are making tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Now you are making zikr. Then you are busy whole day with rozas. And you engage in du'as. At night you're looking forward to taraweeh, tahajjud. What an enjoyable month. And what is who is the government of that month? Your sajdas. That you wait forward to enjoy the sajdas of taraweeh salah. As it is mentioned, it's not a hadith, but a salah to mirajul mu'min. That a person's salah, if you work on your salah, and this is what our mashayikh have taught us, and particularly our hazrat also, stressing upon us that make islah of our salah, our whole deen will come right. When our deen come right, then our dunya will come right. Deen dunya is made, our akhirat will be made. And when you work on your salah, then see, when you get that opportunity once in a while, as you're working on your salah and you get that opportunity in sajda to be close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when Arum Rahmatullah Ali says, I'll be prepared to sacrifice owning all the 200 countries in the world for that one split moment of enjoyment of closeness of Allah Ta'ala in that sajda. Allah Ta'ala give us just an idea, the jalak of that reality. Isma'i Mubarak mein sab ki yag gona tabiat hoti hai. That we find in this month of Ramadan Sharif, now everybody's nature has got one particular nature. Those that are believers, all inclined towards doing good deeds. Everybody in the fever of keeping roza. And as we are learning from our Honorable Sheikh, and we have come here to learn, to make our islah that what is fasting? Not just the basic, ordinary three principles of fasting, that we stay away from food and drink morning till night, stay away from our sexual desires, etc. The object of fasting is every part of the body must fast. So when this becomes the tabiat of a person, then see the enjoyment that everybody is fasting. The enjoyment is different. Aadat mein sunnat hoti hai. Jazbaat mein wahdat hoti hai. Now in our habits, what will be? Our habits will be the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the object of islah, of coming by the mashayikh, that our wrong nature, our nature that we have spoiled, to bring it on to original, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child has been born on a proper nature, and that is the nature of the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, their way of life which Allah ta'ala loves. And this is the object and purpose of islah, of the tasawwuf, that umuri shar'iyya, umuri tab'iyya ban jaye. That the commands of Allah become our nature. We can't do without the commands of Allah. Today, unfortunately, myself, our nature, we've spoiled it. So So now to perform the commands of Allah, to do the commands, it's like against our nature, which shows that our nature has been spoiled terribly and we are spiritually sick. And that is what the month of Ramadan Sharif is actually all about. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to gain the taqwa, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main purpose is our islah. Ibadat is very important. But if a person did ibadat all whole month, but he didn't make islah of anything in the month of Ramadan, then so to say we have missed the boat. So we should see that is sunnah becoming part of my nature in this month. And my jazbat, my ego, my eagerness, is it coming that I'm looking forward to get connection with Allah? Wahdat, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this wahdat, this oneness of Allah, which is supposed to be our object and purpose of life. And the most important purpose of life is to work towards gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this you need wahdat I matlab, that have one objective. You can find it from one place. If you want power in your house, don't expect it to get it from the main powerhouse. And don't expect it to get it from even in your area, there's a big power station, I want it directly from there. You have to get it from your link. So similarly, we should link up to one share our heart takes to, and we see he reminds us of Allah. He's got sunnah in his life. Link up to him and stick to that. And follow him, listen to his the teachings and follow his way. Then we'll see the tawheed, the oneness of Allah will start growing in our hearts. Then we'll realize roze ka mahina sabr ka hai aur sabr ka badla hai jannat. The month of Ramadan Sharif is to bear patience, that the desires want to go towards the wrong directions, but we learn to control our desires. We make sabr for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest stage of sabr is to be in the obedience of Allah. Then to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then any difficulties come to a person makes sabr. Any person asks you, you make sabr. And in return, Allahu Akbar, Allah will grant us jannat for this. And that's also Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that many people with our ignorance, we say, how much sabr must I make? I made enough sabr. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Sabr is still more. That continuously we have to make sabr. And as a person makes sabr, your ability to make sabr will increase all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Is tarah se roze daro ki aarasta jannat hoti hai. On the one hand, you are making sabr. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala is beautifying your jannat for you. And Allahu Akbar, jannat is so beautiful. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is beautifying it every year from the month of Muharram, beautifying jannat more and more and more. But Allahu Akbar, jannat on its place, sir, aankho pe. If we get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if jannat is so beautiful, then how pure, then the creator of jannat, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah Ta'ala's beauty comes in front of us, then to make sabr becomes very easy. For me, it's easy to talk, it's easy to listen. But Allah Ta'ala, we should be crying and making dua. Allah Ta'ala give us an iota of this realities. Is tarah se roze daro ki ara, jab maa siyam aa jate, rahmat ki hawaai chalti hai. When the month of Ramadan, of fasting, of keeping roza, siyam comes, then we see it is the winds of rahmat are blowing. Allah Ta'ala's special mercies are blowing. People's hearts also become soft, etc. This is the sign that the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's winds are blowing. And we shouldn't be such that we miss out on the mercies of Allah. The days of rahmat are gone. Days of maghfirat are leaving us. We shouldn't be such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said ameen to the curse of us, that Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to make this baddua, that people who find the month of Ramadan don't get themselves forgiven. Then Allah Ta'ala's curse upon such people. Allah save me, all of us, we should be begging forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar, our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully. It can't be separated from our life. It's supposed to be part of our life. Myself, I must see that this morning, till now, yesterday, how much istighfar did I read? How much tawbah did I make? Allah give me tawfiq and understanding. Roze ki badolat, Ramadan mein har cheez mein barkat hoti hai. And we see, because of the barakat of the month of Ramadan and fasting, Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in everything. And barakat is not a lot. Barakat is in that little time, how much you do. and how much you can, how what that little food also, how much you can distribute, etc. So this barakat, we should be making dua for this. And this barakat comes when we get connected to the friends of Allah and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not what we think barakat, that now we'll get more business and more money will come. No, barakat is the sign that you are getting inclined towards ibadat, inclined towards the obedience of Allah, then you are getting barakat in your life. Azmat ka mahina hai, Ramadan, barakat ka mahina hai. That this month of Ramadan Sharif is the month of, it's a very, very great month. It's a very honorable month. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the month, Shahru Ramadan, to reveal all the heavenly scriptures. And then the greatest kitab, the word of Allah, Allah has chosen this month of Ramadan to reveal the word of Allah in the month of Ramadan. That alone can tell us how great is this month of Ramadan Sharif. And besides all the other spiritual delicacies that Allah Ta'ala is dishing out, this is a very, very great month. It is a month of great barakat. And we see the month will pass on its own, and it's passing very quick. If we don't take heed and we don't realize that there are few moments left, I must increase my efforts and I must make sure that I don't get left out from the barakat. And one Ramadan Sharif, if we try our best, even not like our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. And what they share, that don't bite too big and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Just pinpoint one, two of our faults and work on that and see how it will make our Islam. How it, and after the month of Ramadan Sharif, we'll see if we control our gazes, for example, in Salah, after Ramadan Sharif, how easy, and out of the masjid, how easy it will be to control our gazes. But if we just pass the month like it, it will pass. We'll keep our rozas, that's everything. Allah will give us sawab also, but that connection with Allah Ta'ala we won't get. That is the main thing to see, that my Ramadan Sharifs have come and gone. How much is my connection with Allah Ta'ala growing? Is it building or not? Ramadan ke dinon mein har lamha Quran Sharif ki tilawat hoti hai. And we see in the month of Ramadan Sharif, every moment, if you see throughout the world, the time changes, etc., how lot of Quran Sharif, every moment people are busy in reciting Quran Sharif. And why not the Kitab of Allah, the Kalam of Allah, Allahu Akbar. So beautifully it is said, if you want Allah Ta'ala to speak to you, then recite Quran Kareem. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, when a person picks up Quran Sharif, he should realize this is directly a love letter, directly my diary from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, our great Dada Shaykh, used to say that Quran Sharif is the love letter of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Here you just get one message, Allah Ta'ala save us, this illicit haram affairs that take place. One message and you read it over and over. But that also will make you tired. The love letter of Allah will never ever make you tired. But read it with the correct intention, for the pleasure of Allah, for hidayah. This is the kitab of taqwa, of all great qualities. And beg Allah that through the barakat of Quran Sharif, just the words enough is enough to affect us and change our lives. So we also should see, 20 days are gone, how far am I with my khatam? Am I on par or not? At least one khatam in the month of Ramadan Sharif. It shouldn't be that the month of Ramadan Sharif passed and we haven't made a khatam. That shows that we haven't fulfilled the rite of Quran Kareem. Dunya ki kitabe parne se mil jaye sukoon mumkin hi nahi. It's impossible you can get peace reading all the books of this world, magazines and all these novels and the filth and dirt. We shouldn't even keep it in our homes. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. Even these papers, adverts, it's got pictures. Don't keep it in our homes. Just takes away the barakat from our homes. Rather, Quran Mubeen parne se asuda tabiyat hoti hai. When you read Quran Kareem, see how your nature will become soft and how you'll feel tranquility and how you'll get peace. So in the house also, make a mahal that everybody should be reading Quran Sharif. And daily, if we start now in the month of Ramadan Sharif, inshallah after the month of Ramadan, Allah will give us that ability to carry on. But we should make this niyat and encourage everybody in the home to recite Quran Kareem. Isma'i zakat aur fitra bhi karte hai, ada mu'min bande. نادار غریبوں کی بے شک اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے. That in this month of Ramadan, generally people take out their zakat and sadaqatul fitr has to be given, that Allah Ta'ala has shown us that we should be at service to the poor, the needy. And then not only in the month of Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan also, we should be thinking and taking care of the poor and needy. And in this month, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that you get certain times that pangs of hunger come. Just think of the poor people and make dua for them. At the time of iftar, make dua for them. جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے اور فہم سے پڑھتا ہے قرآن, اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی ایک خاص عنایت ہوتی ہے. And how fortunate is that person in whose heart is Qur'an-i Kareem. Very honorable person. But if he realizes this honor, and what is the sign? That he recites Qur'an-i Kareem. And even more, a greater honor, that he learns the meaning of Qur'an Sharif. And he reads what that meaning and what that feeling, then Allah Ta'ala's very, very special favor, special mercies and special bounties descend upon such a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to appreciate this great month and get connected connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our honorable illustrious Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, we feel rather shy because there's many things that Hazrat has asked that we feel we have fallen very short. Two things in particular last year, Hazrat's main message that we found was with regarding the eating of halal and tayyib. So we went back to Australia with a lot of josh and thinking that we're going to keep our own chickens in our backyard and things like that. But when we got back to Australia, we found, unfortunately, in Australia, there's more laws than there are people. So when we got back and we got the form of the laws to keep chicken, it was one whole page and many high fines, etc. So we couldn't manage. So we spoke to the local Mufti Saab, we discussed it with him, and he said, look, the answer is that we just don't eat chicken. Who said that it's fard to eat chicken? But our people said that, Mufti Sahib, it's not fard, but at least it must be at least wajib. Because on Eid's day without chicken is not possible. So in our city in Perth, it was very difficult. The halal situation in Australia in general is very not so good. So in the city that's 5.5 hours flight from us, which is in Sydney, an alim who happens to be from South Africa as well, who's known to the people and trusted, the chickens are slaughtered there, and then they come on a 3-day journey by truck to us. And whether it's tayyib or not, that's another question, but unfortunately that's as best as we could do. The other thing Hazrat had asked all of us actually, especially those of us that are having majlis, was to try and bring more satis with us. We tried very hard. Before coming here, many brothers had to apply for their leave, etc. But unfortunately, they all started jumping out one by one. So we fell short with regards to that. But inshallah, next year, hopefully more brothers will come with us, inshallah. With regards to the majlis itself, alhamdulillah, through Hazrat's constant du'as for us and his special attention towards us, our majlis has been going on with a lot of regularity, alhamdulillah, from last Ramadan to this Ramadan. Also, the numbers, alhamdulillah, are always on a gradual increase. And in fact, the people that are attending the majlis are very demanding. So on the odd day where we cannot have majlis due to some unforeseen reason, they get very upset with us. And the demand is such that they're saying even one majlis is not enough. So we actually had an issue with keeping contact with the people. Some people come regularly every week, and some maybe once a month or every 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes the time of the majlis changes, etc. So after some mashura, we actually made a calendar for the whole year. So from 1 year to the next, the days which we are having majlis, the times, etc., is all stipulated on that calendar, and some contact numbers and also an email contact, etc. And that has helped us greatly as far as running the majlis. As we know, numbers is not important, more the quality. And we can only just say from what we've seen, 2 or 3 things that come to mind is that alhamdulillah, you know, for example, there's one brother that was attending the majlis for some time. He was totally cleanly shaven. And after many months, we didn't say anything, but after listening to Hazrat's teachings, he called us quietly and he said, please tell me about the beard. So whatever Hazrat had taught us about the beard, we passed on to him. And in the lead up to Ramadan, he was almost at the full length beard, halfway. Another sister that we have, Parada is arranged, we have husband and wives coming to the majlis. So one sister in particular, she had been attending the majlis, and she asked with regards to parada. She said she felt like wearing the parada, but due to either her work or her husband, expectations from the husband, she still has to work. So she adopts parada from her home to her workplace. She said, in the workplace, I'm still not comfortable, not ready. But going and coming from work, she puts the parada on. And she said, at least I can do this much, and then Allah Ta'ala will open the door for me to have it, wear it permanently. And she then came to the family a few weeks later, and she said, I have a problem. My family said, what is the problem? She said that after putting this parda, all the people that I thought were my friends are objecting to this. So my family said that now you know who your real friends are. And alhamdulillah, she's still maintaining that. Also, another brother, and this really affected me personally, we have a lot of students, foreign students, that come to the majlis. They sit at the back, they come and go, sometimes we are not able to meet them. So one such student, he called us and he said, can I have a speak to you? We said, no problem. He said, he wanted to thank us. And we said, what for? He said that when I came to Australia, I was in the university environment. We all know what the university environment is. And he said, I was involved in a lot of sin. And he didn't go into details. We told him, also don't tell us the details. He said, I was involved in every sin, and to such an extent that I wanted to take my own life. And he said, unknown to us, that one brother that was attending our majlis regularly, he said, just come. So unknown to us, he had come, and in the few times sitting in the majlis and listening to Hazrat's teachings, he said that these suicidal thoughts had left him. And alhamdulillah, he is still now regularly attending the majlis, and he's keeping in contact. So these are just a few things, by the way, that of Hazrat's teachings, how far-reaching they are. Also, Hazrat's kitabs. I run a bookstore there, so we're distributing Hazrat's kitabs through the bookstore, and also at the majlis. And I thanked Mufti Muhammad personally, and all the other compilers, that what a great job they're doing with Hazrat's kitabs. That last week, before coming, one friend came to the majlis, and he went. When he went, his whole arms were full of Hazrat's kitabs. So I said, what are you going to do with all of those kitabs? He said, no, I'm a security guard. And in Australia, our crooks are not as advanced as the crooks here in South Africa. They're only maybe bachelor level, not PhD. So the security guard has no work to do. So he said, these kitabs are being compiled so well that in one shift, I finished one of Hazrat's kitabs in one day. So alhamdulillah, these are just a few things. On closing, I think brothers of Azadville in South Africa in general, they don't realize what you have. That more than even a handshake and an embrace, or even hearing Hazrat's voice, that for people like us, just to see Hazrat with our own eyes, the joy that it brings to our hearts, we cannot express. And it's very possible that if we don't take qadr of that, if we don't appreciate it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away. And what I mean by that is, Allah ta'ala will move Hazrat to Australia permanently, and all of you will have to come and meet him there. So, there's lots of friends of Allah here. We ask your du'as that Allah ta'ala takes our majlis from strength to strength, and accepts the small broken efforts that we're doing, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think this was a bit difficult. Hazrat just sprung this on. But alhamdulillah, just to expound a little bit on what our brother has said from Australia, I don't think we realize what we have. This Ramadan, being in Cape Town and having the privilege of listening to Hazrat speak after Asr Bayan, it was such a moving experience daily. I don't think people in Azadville or Johannesburg understand and appreciate what it means. the pure past few months been like ages where Hazrat hasn't been speaking much. And this was truly inspirational. In fact, this year I didn't have much of an intention of coming really. But after listening to Hazrat's bayanat after Asr, I realized that one can't be anywhere else but here. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fazl and Hazrat's instructions, the weekly majlis takes place. We've been constant, alhamdulillah, takes place on a Wednesday night in Cape Town at the madrasa premises. And some of the satis are here also from Cape Town, spending itikaf. Make dua Allah SWT grants us tawfiq to continue and to appreciate and value the advices that Hazrat has given us and to make it a reality in our life. Because even the ulama that are exposed to Hazrat, even for one moment, realize his greatness and what changes they are able to bring into their lives just by listening to Hazrat's bayanat, Hazrat's advices, Hazrat's warmth. Just one thing, we need to appreciate it. If we can spend the next 10 days, inshallah, just understanding and appreciating this, I think our Islam will be made, inshallah. Jazakallah.
If there's anyone here who won't be here next Yawm al-Ahad Sunday, then we'll have a few more car guzaris on the next Yawm al-Ahad. But if there's somebody who will be leaving before that, then please do come forward and just give us a report of the brothers who are having majlis, who are doing work, etc.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. Normally we have a little summary of what we had discussed during the week, which will inshallah be included also, but not specifically, it will just be included also. What came to mind is that this month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, what a great and honorable month. And we should consider that where the month is so great, that what are our duties in this month also. And now that almost two-thirds of the month are finished, today is the last day of the second 10-day period, the 20th today, and which is the period of the Rahmat. The rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's mercy during this period, where we should be making dua for us also, and make dua for the whole ummah also, and make dua for all of mankind also, and for jinnat also. Allah give everyone hidayat. Allah saves us all from His displeasure, from His punishment in this dunya also, qabr also, day of qiyamah, and finally jahannam. Allah saves us all. This is very important. At least dua everyone can make. We might not go in jamaat, we might not come to the khanqa, but dua every person can make. And according to one's dua, inshallah, he will get his thawab also. So we should try and make this the dua for the hidayat of the whole of mankind and for jinnat also. Anyway, and that the whole ummah, whole of mankind, all of jinn, they also appreciate the what this great month is. Just that one of the rites of this month is that we should accept this month with an open heart and open arms. And that can only be possible if we know what this month is. A little bit, mashallah, in the ash'ar, in the ahadith which we are reading, and hopefully every one of us and our human folk also are exposed to Fazail-e Ramadan. And not just as a cursory matter, or not just as a formality, but really what the value of this month is. Just to give an analogy, that a nafil in this month becomes the value of a faraz. And a faraz, the value of it becomes 70. So if a person is, for example, earning 10,000 rand, that is his faraz wages he has to get. Now in one month of the year, the boss tells you that in this month I'm multiplying your wages by 70. So 70 times 10 700,000, close to a million rand. Where normally you're getting 10,000 rand, now the boss says, I'll give you every day a million rand. And not only a day, every faras becomes. In your job, your job description is filled, not with five namazas, with how many duties you have to do. And for every one, you are now going to be paid 70 times more. And your nafal, that if you give your tea time, you will get your normal wages. You get 10,000 rand a day, a month. 15,000, 20,000 you get a month. But now in this 1 month of yours, I'm going to give you for every tea time of yours, I will make it, I'll give you 50, you just do this little work here, and 15,000. What is a nafal? So many nafal ibadah that we have. You just do that little bit and I'll give you so much. If you give your lunch time, part of your lunch time. If you come a little bit earlier, if you stay on a little bit, because this is our season, our customers are here, they come from early, they're queuing up. So if you give a little bit extra time. So this is that month where Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much. So who won't look forward to such a month? But the thing is that we have to work on our iman and the reality of our akhirah. Then we will appreciate that every nafil becomes the value of a faraz. Every faraz is multiplied by 70. And then again, normally we have distractions for this month, and distractions and impediments are caused by shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala has chained the rebellious ones. And which we notice ourselves, to keep our 30 rozas one way, Allah has made it possible, alhamdulillah. Sickly people are keeping, little children are keeping. Yesterday we had a guest from the UK, and he said that their rozas, according to the various calculations they have, vary between 18 and 21 hours roughly. But he says, we all manage it very comfortably. No, we don't feel it a thing whatsoever. We just manage it. And also, he's a muhaddith, he teaches hadith sharif. So once when we were there in the UK, the thought came to me and I told him that the nights are very short. At that time, Isha namaz quarter to 12 o'clock. And according to some calculations which some people follow, Fajr is at 1:30, 2 o'clock. So just about a 2 hour difference. And he used to teach his Isha Bukhari Sharif from Isha to Fajr. So I say, you are perhaps that muhaddith in our time, that the whole night, you can say that you teach hadith. From Isha to Fajr, you teach hadith. And he said, it's only 1.5-2 hours, but it's a fact, you are teaching the whole night. We were fortunate to be with the Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib's Qafla, and we were up somewhere in the upper place of England, and it happened to be the 15th night of Shaban, and that was very easy to stay awake the whole night, because you hardly finished anything and it's already Fajr time. Before you think and prepare to sleep, you're already preparing to get up. So anyway, so this is that month that is so great. So if we realize it, then for that reason, as we have heard and we are hearing, that we should prepare for the month of Ramadan well in advance. And that is to try and know this value of Ramadan. Don't only read Fadaili Amal when Ramadan has started, but try and read it well in advance. And then not read it, but study it. If, for example, the five favors of this ummah, we read that, close your kitab, how we do when we study. Then think of it, make points of it, do I remember all five? And make sure we know it. If we will work like this, then really the value of Ramadan will come to us. And when we will know this value, rands and cents, everyone knows the value. And how much don't we work for it? How don't we look after it? Our sawabs, do we really look after earning? Do we really look after? A person gets his wages, nowadays is electronic transfer into your account, but still there are people who get cash money also as their salaries, etc. People still use cash also. All the money hasn't become plastic as yet, one plastic card or something. We still use cash money. And how much doesn't a person look after his money? Do we ever think of looking after our virtues like that? If a person during the December month made a lot of business, had a good turnover, and it's all cash, how much won't he think of protecting it, looking after it? He goes to the bank, He will make sure that he doesn't go alone. He will try and take security, not only one, two persons with him, one, two cars with him also. And he will make sure, because he's depositing a big amount, we have in Ramadan, what Allah is giving, one nafil, one faraz, equal to one faraz, 70 faraz. How much isn't Allah tabarak wa ta'ala giving? Or, for example, in this month, the goods you are selling. For example, you've got a filling station. Petrol is about, say, 15 liters, just say, for argument's sake, 15 rand a liter. But now they said you must sell it at 70 times the amount. 70 times 15. How eager won't you and petrol is short also. People are desperate. So middle of the night also they'll come. You'll keep your filling station open all the time. And you are not only getting 15 rand, but it's being multiplied by 70. How much aren't you earning? So this is that month that Allah has given us. So may Allah, in one country, Venezuela, they say that to put air in your check, your air pressure, that is free there also, but that is more expensive than the petrol. Though it's free because you tip the person. You give him a rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, and you fill your whole tank with petrol, that is cheaper than the 5 rand or 2 rand you are giving. And so your nafil is becoming so much in this month. What is the value of this month? So if we send all the fadail, that for example, for every nafil that you do in this month, you will be given a palace in Jannat with 60 doors, golden doors. And although they will be studded with pearls and emeralds and red sapphires. And each door will open into another palace again. And the palace will be so big that there will be a tree, that one tree, that if a person goes for 500 years on a fast horse, he won't cover the distance. So what's the size of that one palace? Of the whole palace of 60 palaces. So this is that month that is, and as soon as it is declared that it is Eid, all this is now gone back to normal again. So if that is the case, so that is one thing that we should try and study and gear ourselves up. Then we will want to embrace this month. We will look very eagerly forward to this month and be waiting for it. And then when this month is here, then the duties of what we have, we should try and fulfill them. The main duty which we all know of the month of Ramadan is to keep roza. And when we know the virtues of it, rozas will become easy, though physically, and that is also by a means by which Allah enhances the sawab. If it has become so easy and so desirous that bodily also you don't feel anything. Sometimes we dream, especially if we sleep, we make fajr early usually in Ramadan, and that time sleep, then it's usually marred with some dreams also. That before Ishraq, if a person sleeps that dream, you get some funny dreams also in that sleep. So if you are dreaming, you are eating. And you realize also you are not allowed to eat. And delicious food also. And you are not allowed to eat. So you suffer that little restraint also. So for that restraint also, sabr. You make sabr. This is the month of sabr. It is sabr of all other things. This sabr also. Or you are used to your breakfast normally. And though you made sehri, but now, just that you are used to, or lunchtime you are used to, once that period has passed, again that desire goes away. But now you make sabr also. So this is that month that a person, though he feels that, but he restrains himself also. So in this month, where we look forward to this month, the rewards are so great. One great duty Allah has kept is, and this roza also, if we take it in the right sense, that it is to celebrate the great honor of the Quran Sharif which Allah has revealed. And Allah wanted you to celebrate it, not with a bride, not with some other party or anything, but by Quran Sharif, recitation of Quran Sharif. And if we think also, as it came in the Ash'ar also, that at this very moment, throughout the world, how much Quran Sharif is being written. And then again, there are those people, as it came in the Ash'ar, who know the Quran so well, with tajweed. And as we read in the hadith, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most he enjoys is that a Nabi who recites his kalam. Because the Nabi fulfills the rites of that kalam thoroughly and completely. If you have made something and somebody uses that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, the ash'ar which a poet makes and somebody reads it beautifully, the poet who wrote those ash'ar, he really appreciates it. And kalamullah, Allah's kalam. And then there are people who are reading it with that understanding and who are practicing upon it also. By night they are reading it, by day they are practicing, and they are propagating the Quran Sharif, teaching the Quran Sharif, and there are so many in the world. We usually, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi, every person, he makes qiyas and he thinks about himself, but one aspect to see. There was a person who was a very pious person, making lot of ibadat, etc., continuously engaged in his ibadat. On the other side, there was a sinner, an open transgressor, committing lot of sin. So the sinner thought, let me go and sit little by this great abid, by this great buzurg who's making so much ibadat, I will get benefit from him. So humbly he came and he sat down. This person was so much engaged in his ibadat, and his eyes were closed, and he was concentrating, and great ibadat. When his eyes opened, and they fell on the sinner, he said, oh, you, the most worst person, get away from here. I'm making this ibadat here. On that, Allah Ta'ala sent that sinner straight to Jannah, and sent this person, because of his pride, straight to Jahannam. So we mustn't have this pride in us that in this month, that alhamdulillah, inshallah, I think perhaps all of us who are sitting here are having roza, or otherwise, if there may be a few small children, otherwise 99% we are all fasting, we have got roza. And on the outside world, we know many people, and many people write and ask for duas for their family also. Some people don't even regard this month as an honorable, auspicious month, not even respect the month with the rozas, etc. But we must never ever look down. A common thing I say, to keep a beard is most important amongst many other things also. But to look down upon somebody who hasn't got a beard is a more worse guna than not keeping a beard. To look down upon somebody. We are making five times namaz, Allah gave us tawfiq. And if we look down upon somebody who is not making five times namaz, we are keeping roza and we pass such remarks. What a month, and these people here, look at them, music, they're not Muslims, they are, but no roza, nothing. That's very dangerous statements. So we should keep our roza and try and fulfill the rights of roza. And the rites of roza, as we are trying to explain after asr, we keep roza of the basic farais that there are, roza of the eyes we have to keep, so that our roza becomes a perfect roza fast, roza of the tongue we have to keep, we have to control. And what is fasting really? Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. It is that a few permissible things are made haram for you for a limited time. That is all what roza is. A few permissible things. Your wife is permissible, your halal food is permissible, but Allah has made it haram for a specific period, for a little while. So that is, and for that Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah's la'al, that possibly you will acquire taqwa. Allah's possibility is a certainty, that definitely you will acquire taqwa. And that is why we come, what we go to a sheikh for, that also, and this is that in this month of Ramadan, our roza, that those permissible things also, we try and avoid them. Which are permissible as far as looking also. Try and avoid looking at other things which may be like that permissible. But try and keep your eyes on those things which are required, like tilawat of Quran Sharif, looking at the Quran Sharif, all other things which are required. Those people who are in the Haram Sharif of Makkah, to be looking at Kaaba at this time, what a great ibadat it is. And now, alhamdulillah, it is such, before, with the levels of the haram, now you don't, your eyes don't really fall on women when you are looking at the Kaaba. Before, if you are sitting on the ground floor, women used to be passing all the time, you want to look at the Kaaba. But especially after a namaz, women are just moving also all the time, men are moving, women are moving all the time. But now it is such that easily you can be only looking at the Kaaba Sharif. So our gazes, all our speech, very, very important.
during this month, lot of permissible speech, especially when it comes to the cell phone or that. At one time it was such, Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali was here, and we were having sehri together at one brother's place, and the phone rang, not cell phone, but landline, and he made the call short. It was sehri time also, but Mufti Abdullah then said, see, because he's speaking on the phone, and you know he's being billed for it. So he's making his conversation short. And when we just speak like that, we are not billed. So, and the cell phone, how much aren't you billed? You are, it's so expensive. But yet now the time has come that you just see any and everyone just talking on the cell phone. Sometimes you get surprised in the family. Sometimes I used to ask this person who you pull had a discussion, conversation for 1 hour. Was it a landline number or cell phone number? Cell phone number. For 1 hour in Ramzan. Once we were going to our program, and between Asr and Maghrib, program was after Maghrib, and two of our satis at the back were so engaged in talking on a Jummah. So I said that, what is such an emergency and urgency that this time is so valuable on a Jummah between Asr and Maghrib? And close on to Maghrib, that time is even more valuable for Durood Sharif, for Duas. What is it that you are just not ending your conversation? Which emergency has come about? So the value of time we will realize when we cannot anymore make the value of time. Then we will realize once, subhanallah, how valuable it was. One person, Allah gave him kashf, and he saw the person in the qabr who was busy making ibadat all the time, tilawat, whatever it was, and he admired him. He said, I'm prepared, I've died how many years ago, I'm prepared to give you all this if you give me in return one subhanallah sawab. Because once you're in the qabr, if you want to, and there are those people who enjoy the tilawat of Quran, who enjoy the namaz, salat, etc., and Allah permits them, but no sawab for it. They make dua. The effect of the dua also, Allah listens to the dua, and Allah accepts accordingly also, but no sawab for that dua. And really, if we think also, this worldly life, we will realize in the qabr that it wasn't even 2 minutes. And then we will really want to kick ourselves in the back. For 2 minutes had I appreciated my time. Had I stayed away from Allah's disobedience just for 2 minutes, what now Allah is giving on that. Like for example, one nafil becoming a faraz, one faraz becoming 70 faraz. Every year we're getting this 1 month, and it is such a short while. We'll realize it once our eyes are closed, we will realize it. May Allah put it into our hearts. Out of His mercy, those who realized it did not allow a split second to go by without making some ibadat. So, which heroes us. Another thing of this great month of Ramadan is our Taraweeh, that is a speciality of Ramadan. Out of Ramadan, you can make Tahajjud by all means, and may Allah make it that we carry on. When we're making 20 rakats of the Taraweeh in Ramadan, what is it difficult to make 2 rakats of Tahajjud? 8 rakats of Tahajjud in the rest of the year. And the time of it is really the same also. When you have finished your Isha, only then can you make your Taraweeh. If by mistake you made your Taraweeh before Isha Namaz, or you found out the Imam did not have wudu for his Isha Faraz, and then, I don't know if they are all different views, but the one view we know, you'll have to repeat your whole Taraweeh also. Again, because its time only comes in after you have made your Isha Namaz. So, Tahajjud also is after you made your Isha. Then the time of the Tahajjud comes in. Of course, there is no doubt, the best Amzal time is the last sixth of the night. The time which we call our Sehri time, round about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, that time now in this season, that is the best time for Tahajjud. So at least after Ramadan, if we can't get up that time, amongst the pious of the past, one common discussion they used to have, that who is a deprived person, mahroom person. Yeah, also we should learn to pronounce our words correctly. One very good friend of us, who got a very good mot also, but he should refer to any person who has passed away as mahroom so-and-so, which means the person who is deprived. The person, and it is marhum. And we shouldn't say the late so-and-so, or the deceased. There is no benefit in that word. Yes, you're conveying that the person has passed, but if you say marhum, you have conveyed that he has passed away also, and you have made a dua for him also, that may Allah's mercies be upon him. What a deen we have been given. While on that, one time, we were at in Saharanpur, and Maghrib time, and a very big crowd there was, so they had to make namaz. Still outside the masjid, the steps were going. So one person made announcement that the takbir of the imam, if there's any mutakabbir, he must also call the, he must also say Allahu Akbar. Now, mutakabbir is a person who is proud, and mukabbir is a person who says the takbir loudly. But sometimes we make these errors, and sometimes they are quite very, very delicate, these errors that we make also. So anyway, so this is the month that at least carry on rozas. If you want to keep, try and keep. But nafal rozas, but tahajjud we try. And more important than that also, many, many people are very regular with their five times Faraz namazes in the month of Ramadan. There are still many people who do keep rozas, but namazes they are not regular. But there are many people who are particular. So, in the days of the past, the pious used to discuss who is a person who is mahroom, who is deprived. They said that person, that when the Ramadan closes, the ibadat also closes with it. They don't carry on with it. That is a person who has been deprived of the mercies of Allah. Though he did everything in the month of Ramadan, he doesn't carry on with it. And carrying on doesn't mean at the same scale of Ramadan. But at least our five times namazes are in order. At least we make two rakats of tahajjud after Isha. We made our two sunnate muakkada. Make two rakats of tahajjud namaz. And Ramadan we did lot of other good things also on a smaller scale. And build it up. By next Ramadan, we carry on with that. We are used to that now. And then carry on with more. So as the years come, then we should try. And also don't wait till we become old. By old age, and usually old age, not always, but usually old age is coupled with sicknesses, illnesses. So now when you become old, now you can't do anything. So appreciate really our youth. Hey, don't think that I'm still only 25, I'm only 20, I'm only 30, 35. Now I'll become pious when I become 60, 65. We don't know if we'll reach that age. And in what condition we will reach that age. And we see at how the world is going. And what evils a person... Allahu Akbar. Recall one incident. One lady in India, before partition of India and Pakistan, she was going to inherit a property, but she had to go to the court to give evidence, and there she would have to open her face. She was so much in parda, she just had to come and say one or two sentences, and the judge would make decision that this property belongs to her. Rightfully it did belong to her, but she said, I'm prepared to forego my property, a valuable property. I'm not prepared to raise my niqab. Mm-hmm. In front of a ghair mahram, a non-Muslim also there. I'm not prepared to that. I'm prepared to forego my property. What a sacrifice. How many of us will be able to do that? But the same lady was seen when she went over to Pakistan in the marketplaces and the busy and not good places. The best place in the hadith it comes in on the surface of the earth is a masjid. And the worst places are the marketplaces. But unfortunately, we enjoy the marketplaces and masjids, which are the business places of Akhirat. We are the last to go and the first to come. The real business places, there we don't want to be. But where the other business place, our heart, while we are in the masjid, our heart is still in the shop. Our heart, that same woman was seen on the marketplaces of Karachi without any burqa. Not only niqab, no burqa also. So we don't know what the future holds for us. So don't wait that after 15 years, then I will say I'll become really pious. And also we have seen those people like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, says when he went for Hajj
with his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab Saharanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali. Then after Isha, Hazrat used to retire, after his Ibadat and whatever. Hazrat Shaykh is the Khadif, a young person. They should go for Umrah. And continuously that night they should make their Umrahs. And that also Hazrat in his beautiful way writes. In those days, there weren't taxis and that, they had donkeys for transport. So, and those donkeys were trained in such a way that you wanted to go for Umrah, acha, get onto the donkey. And the owner of it, or the worst person in charge, will just step the donkey and he knows now, I must run to Tan'im. Mm-hmm. And he goes directly to Tan'im. And then when you finish, you make your niyat there, you made your two rakats, you made your niyat, you come back, they put you back on the donkey, he taps the donkey and he knows he must come directly to Haram Sharif. Exactly where he has to drop you, he will come and stop there. And Hazrat adds, whether the rider remains on top or not, but he has to go and come. That is what he has to do. But anyway, Hazrat says, from there I got the habit to stay awake the whole night in Ramzan. And Hazrat's whole life, whole of Ramzan, he should stay awake. And this didn't happen when he became an old man, when sleep now becomes less in old age. But from young days. So Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate. And Alhamdulillah, we are seeing signs. That's why I have a very strong feeling that we have got a bright future. Not a grim future or not a bleak future. But many of our youngsters, what qualities they have got today, we couldn't see these qualities before. May the parents and the children also develop this more. Many young girls also, they ibadat, the phones they make, they're at home, and they ask the questions they ask, we can see, of course, there is the other side also. And we mustn't be negative and look at that side, but the positive side is very positive also. And may Allah bless us. So, Ramzan, let us know the value of Ramadan, what it is, that how great a month, that the shayateen are changed, the doors of Jahannam are locked. On this basis, the ulama have said that we though there is no clear hadith, but that the people who pass away in Ramadan, the doors of Jahannam are locked closed. They will go straight to Jannat, like for Juma, and what to say of those who pass away on a Juma in Ramadan. May Allah bless us with good mort also, and good lives also. Allahumma inni as'aluka ishatan naqiyya, a pure life, wa meetatan sawiyya, and a beautiful death, a wonderful death, wa maraddan ghayra mukhzin wala fadih, and return to you which is not humiliating and not dishonorable. May Allah bless us. What du'as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us. May Allah ta'ala make these to come a reality in our lives. So the month of Ramadan, know the value of it. Keep our rozas and with all the requirements of roza. Roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears, today with the cell phone, the beeping every time. And so sad, many of our good friends, we are sitting and the phone rings and it's a musical tone. Though you feel now, how much more must I say? But we have to say it, you have to keep on saying it. But we don't take lesson. You are somebody, somebody wants to speak to you. You take the phone or you ask for the phone. There's somebody's photo on the phone, who you least expected it from. There's a photo on the phone. All these things we should try and avoid totally. And the speech of ours, inevitably when we start talking, we fall into backbiting, into slandering, into taunting, into all other types of serious sins. And those sins are so serious and become even more serious. We don't think of them as sins. Forget thinking of serious sins. Like backbiting is one common thing that a person doesn't. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, Hazrat of his status and with his associates, he say our good pious and learned circles also are not free of this. So, and yet it is what a big guna, worse than committing incest with your own mother, worse than taking interest and usury. But yet this is so common, and so common that when we go home, for in Ramzan, for iftari, we made lot of du'as, the woman made lot of du'as at home. Now after Maghrib, we go home, we sit down, and we start talking. You heard what happened today. You heard what happened today. And inevitably, without realizing it, we have gone to the lowest ebbs of ghibah. And many times it is with our with pious people. A person usually, a doctor will find fault with another doctor. A businessman, we will have hasad for another businessman. And like that, an alim will have this hasad for another alim. And to backbite about an alim, or to have ill feelings of a buzurg, of a pious person, these are terrible things. And we have to be so careful about these things. One time, the difference between Maulana Thanvi there was no difference between him and Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, but the ideologies about formation of Pakistan or whether Pakistan should not be formed. Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, different view. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, a different view. So one person told, and he told one khadim of Maulana Thanvi, and he himself was in the Khanqa also, and that he had spoken something very ill and bad about Maulana Madani rahmatullahi, because he had this view. So that person, he was not even able to say this and tell Maulana Thanvi that this person is. He wanted to make Maulana Thanvi happy that this that he told Maulana Madani this year. And now he wanted Hazrat to become happy on a thing like that, which was a total haram thing. So he taunted and he spoke bad to Maulana Madani. So anyway, this person didn't have the courage that how can I even say these words, I can't bring them on my tongue. But then Hazrat, Allah's system works also, and Allah's system works above our system. Hazrat was looking at his correspondence and he said this person has written this letter. Also very similar, that he spoke bad about Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayh. And then what he wrote, that the Khanqa of Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayh, there it is very easy going. Anyone come is accommodated. No hard rufas rules. Everyone is accommodated. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh, you are taken to task for the smallest thing also. So he was objecting that there you can do what you want to. In fact, just to add, one person who came to the Khanqa of Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayh, he should be there for all the meals, but for one namaz he wasn't there. So the cook who was in charge also, he became angry and he chased him out of the Khanqa. So Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayh, when he found out, he reprimanded him. He said, he's my guest. He said, he is performing namaz, it's not your duty. That is my, he has come here for my, I must make his isla. You don't have to make his isla. Your duty is to make his khidmat, not to make his isla. But now see the situation, see it with our situation. What a reply Maulana Thanvi Rahman. He said, my example, the way here in Thana Bhavan, a person like that will never be tolerated. He'll be sent away and chased away immediately. And with very harsh words, not in a polite manner also. He will be sent away immediately. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote the reply there, that I am like a tub of water. And a tub of water can't tolerate a little bit of impurity, napati. If one drop of urine falls in a tub of water, so the whole tub becomes napati. So my heart is small, I can't. Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi is like a huge river, like the sea, that even if you urinate in the, you're completely, not one drop, you urinate in a river water, the water doesn't become napa. It remains part. So what respect they had. Now when Maulana said this, then this person got courage to say. Hazrat, this one person has said that he spoke and he told Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi some bad words and that. And he said, I must tell you so that you can be happy. Hazrat became so upset. And he called for that person immediately. And he told him, you said these words? He said, yes. He said, immediately you go and ask maaf from Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi. Like we, when somebody speaks bad about some other buzurg, some other khanka, then we, and to make us happy, we perhaps will get happy, Allah forgive us and safeguard us. But yeah, it was different. That person went, and those were not the days that you just sat in a train or you just sat in your car and you drove. How they to walk? In most cases, they walked all the distance. And right from Thana Bhavan to Deoband, he had to walk. And then when he came back, he said, Hazrat, I asked for maaf, and Hazrat has made me maaf, and he has given this paper also. He has signed. So he said, I don't know if you told him the whole story, because the person many times, we find with our students here also, when a little bit harshness, treatment is given to them, they come and say a story, with lot of modification. They don't say the whole week I was coming late to class. They say today I came 1 minute late, and the ustad just chased me out of the class. And I can't take this. But he doesn't say that for the past whole term he's coming every day late. He's coming 15, 20 minutes. Today now the ustad couldn't take it. He 1 minute and he chased him out. So he said, I don't know if you told the whole story. Go back again and tell Maulana and write it down and let him sign on there that you told the whole story. And you come back. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali wrote back, I've made him laugh. And I intercede on his behalf that you accept him back again in your khanka and give him the same attention. How clean the hearts. Now all these things we don't think about. And in fact, like that person, he thought he's going to make his sheikh happy. We think we are making ibadat. Whereas, and in Ramadan, we want to speak about some other sheikh, about some other khanka, about some other effort of deen, and we want to run it down to try and make our sheikh happy. What a haram this is. And we thinking of it as a greater thing of a greater ibadah, and that we're going to make our sheikh's heart happy. If he is a genuine sheikh, how can he ever get happy with such things? With all the efforts of being, everything that is happening, your heart becomes sad with all these things, not happy with all these things. So anyway, so this month of Ramadan, again quickly, there were a few brothers who wanted to become bay'at, but I think they will be here next week, then we leave it for next week inshallah. So the month of Ramadan, let us prepare ourselves. What is this month? And then when it comes, accept it with open arms and with an open heart and be happy that the month of Ramadan. Keep our rozas, make our five times namaz, our taraweeh, and stay away from all haram. Actually, we are asked to stay away from permissible things, but haram completely. And today, what an addiction it is. We were discussing about the cell phone, and one of our brothers said that in a maktab, the primary madrasa, they got a rule, if a student is found with a cell phone, they take it away, and the parents must come and pick it up. The parents come immediately. And they say the child is addicted to the cell phone. If he doesn't have his cell phone, he won't fall asleep at night. This addiction. And then I said that, and if he's got the cell phone, how does he sleep? He's busy on the cell phone. It's a catch-22 situation. If he doesn't have the cell phone, he can't sleep. I haven't got my cell phone. And if he's got it, he can't sleep also. He's busy with his cell phone all the time. What a fitna it is, if we can understand really and get ourselves cared up for our families, make du'as. This is the month of du'as also. For us, for ourselves. Who is not addicted to and is caught onto this trap? First we said that the website is a web. The mosquito's web. And it traps you in there. And you can't get out of it from once you are trapped on there. And in the ankaral buyut, labaytul ankabut, the spiders is the weakest, but it's so strong you can't get out of it. When it traps us on there, we just are so caught onto it that a person who doesn't see who is coming, who is going, what is happening, the way, and not ordinary people, army people. You have to be so alert, but when they were their cell phone also, they're not worried of what is happening. So this fitna has become so great, and only Allah knows, five years may be too long the time, in 1 year, what hasn't come out. First we said that the TV is a great harm, then we said the video is the granny of the TV, it's worse than that. Now all the smartphone and what is still going to come, only Allah knows. And if we are not going to become alert and awake of our iman and our children, what is going to happen? And today really we have to plead with our children. Today you can't force them, you can't, they what funny looks they give you, how they look at you, what they tell you. And also today a time has come where I see a bright future. That some children are so pious, they are begging that please get our parents to come online. This is a time that has come that the children, some such youngsters also we have got. There is the other side. But on the other side we have got these that they are begging, please make dua for my parents. Please make dua. They are so much involved in dunya. They are so much involved in this. They are so much involved in that. The parents are. So hopefully such young people, what great buzurgs we will have, inshallah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So tilawat is this moment. To take with us from this month, now five times namaz, take it with outside the month of Ramadan also. For the whole year, our tilawat also. Perhaps alhamdulillah we were making perhaps 3 suparas a day. 5 suparas a day, 2 suparas a day, 1 supara a day. Out of Ramzan, at least make 1/4 a day. Make at least 3-4 pages a day. But don't close the Quran Sharif. And sadly we have found out that those who finish their Qurans in 10 days, in 15 days, after that, now they're not reading Quran. Now the Quran is closed already in Ramzan, the Quran is closed. Quran Sharif. Actually, the out of Ramadan also. And also we know if it's a 30-day month Ramadan, and the Huffaz have completed on the 29th, we don't expect that same fervor on the 30th, but at least some Quran Sharif. Not that we now don't read at all on the 30th, if the 30th is still Ramadan. We should be reading something. So carry on with our tilawat, and stay away from haram in this month. And so that we can, and in order to stay away from haram the whole year, stay away from many permissible things. In fact, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum who had passed away, and the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum spoke very high of him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened for a while and then asked, did the Sahabi ever remember death? They say, we don't remember him talking about death. Did he ever give up anything which he desires, a permissible thing? No, that also we don't know what he desired, he should have it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then he's not of that high rank which you people are talking about. In other words, that a person remembers death, that is a great ibadat. It will take you to great heights. And the other thing, that if you give up some of your permissible things, and in Ramzan we want more our savouries and our desserts and that. But if a person will give up some of things which he desire, sitting with your friends and talking, listening of news, etc., which you are addicted to, you give it up. See what you can. You give up something. So if we will give up some permissible things, we will be able to stay away from the haram. And then, no holier than thou attitude. But we should be crying to Allah. We don't know if our Ramzan has been accepted, our tilawat. And this is one thing Allah has kept such a secret, we don't know. And on the other hand, we have full hope in the mercy of Allah. If we look at our own amal, our own condition, we lose hope. That we hear about how Quran Sharif should be recited, and where we can reach that. But when we look at the mercy of Allah on the other side, we got 100% hope Allah is going to do our work for us. We should have that also, so that anxiety, and look forward to the night of prize giving, the Eid night. Allah Ta'ala is so kind that وَإِذَا حَذَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ فَرْزُقُوهُمْ. The people who don't get a share in the inheritance, but they also came, they thought we will also get. So Allah says, give them also something. So when Allah has given that, though they don't know, they're not entitled. They according to Sharia, they don't get a share. Allah says, give them something also. Make them happy. When Allah is saying that, and we got hope on each night, that Ya Allah, we have come also for prize giving. We don't deserve it, but we also came. Allah says, these people, they are yatama masakin. They did nothing in Ramzan. But when He said, farzuqum, then Allah, where won't Allah give? Allah will give us also. And then the day of Eid, enjoy it, and start looking forward to the next Ramzan. Check ourselves on these 10 points, and see how our Ramadan is going. Are we going in that direction or not? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.